The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And I wanted to offer you this morning three steps of mindfulness, three things that can be helpful for the practice of mindfulness. Some people find it useful to, when they're doing mindfulness, to consider these three different steps in the process. And sometimes having a process like this can keep you engaged and can also keep you on track in a nice way. And that is that to begin always in mindfulness practice to acknowledge what's happening. If you're not acknowledging what's happening in the present moment, then it's not quite mindfulness. So to acknowledge what's happening, and there's a lot that you can acknowledge in the present moment, so you don't have to acknowledge it all quickly, but rather to acknowledge what stands out for you, what's compelling, what's happening. Acknowledging might take a little while to really have something acknowledged. It's not just a checklist approach of just saying tension and then moving on to something else, but to really stop and just like you would be feel like you were well heard by a friend who's listening to you, so offer some acknowledgement, clear kind of presence to what's happening. The second step is to feel what's happening. So once something's been acknowledged, then take your time to feel it. So again, we're talking about what's happening in the present moment. So in the present moment, what does it feel like? What's the experience like of whatever is going on? So again, if you feel tension, you acknowledge the tension, and then you would go into that part of your body where the tension is and you'd feel it. It's a way of getting to know it more fully, to feel it from the inside. Or if what you're doing is staying with the breath, then in a sense you're acknowledging the breath first, and then you're feeling what the breath is like from the inside. What is the experience of breathing like? What does it feel like in the body? Or if you're thinking a lot, first you'd acknowledge that this is a thinking mind, and then you would feel what it's like to have all the energy of thinking, if there's a lot of energy or sensations. And what's it like in the body? What's it feel like to be this way? And the third step is to soften around what's going on. Soften what you're feeling. Soften what you're acknowledging. And soften might mean that you're softening around it, just making more space around it, not being contracted around it or resisting or in any way kind of tight around the experience. But also if there's tension in the experience itself, maybe there's some simple way to, maybe just a teeny bit, to soften the experience, relax. So if there's tension someplace in the body, maybe you can relax it, soften it. Maybe it's just an infinitesimal amount, that's enough. Or maybe you can't relax it, but you can soften around it or how you hold it in your mind. So these three steps, to acknowledge, to feel, and to soften. And then we can do it again. And this way of doing it, as I said, hopefully keeps you engaged in the present moment, gives you something to do, but also sets a nice pace in the practice. You're not in a hurry for something to happen, but you're also not dallying either. You're just kind of engaged in this three-step process. So if that makes sense and it's helpful, you might try it. Otherwise, you're welcome to do the practice as you've been doing it. Thank you.